Time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm great, Aisha. Feeling like spring, finally.
I know. I'm ready for spring. They said winter is over here in D.C., and I'm like, good riddance. So, Will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Mike Reese. I said, think of a popular movie franchise with many sequels. Hidden in consecutive letters inside its name is a food. Replace that food with a single letter, and you'll name another popular film franchise. What films are these? And the first one is Star Trek. Hidden inside that is the letters of tart. Change tart to an H and you get Shrek.
Well, there were 780 correct entries this week. This week's winner is Jen Hart of Orangevale, California. Congratulations, Jen.
Thank you.
How did you figure out this week's answer? Are you a Star Trek fan or a Shrek fan?
A little bit of each, but I actually Googled movie franchises with sequels, and I saw Star Trek, and I immediately saw the word Shrek in there, but then I thought, oh, there's no H. I went and back to the instructions and saw that you were replacing it, so I got it.
Well, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, many years.
So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I am retired, so I spend my time at the Orangevale Food Bank Farm. I volunteer. I do jigsaw puzzles and read novels.
Well, Jen, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Ready as I'll ever be.
You got this, okay? Take it away, Will.
All right, Jen and Aisha. Every answer today is a three-syllable word, name, or phrase in which every syllable starts with the letter B. For example, if I said a possible result of an infested mattress, you would say bed bug bite. Here's number one, a largish insect with a stinger.
Bumblebee?
That's it. An implement for a slugger.
A baseball bat.
Baseball bat, is it? A luxurious soak in a tub.
A bubble bath?
That's it. Some soft-colored eyes, informally.
Baby blue?
You got it. Period of very high birth rates.
Baby boom.
Uh-huh. A religious part of the country, informally.
Bible belt.
Yes. A large, lovable oaf.
Oh, goodness.
The first word is just means large.
Big.
Big, yeah. And then you need a simian creature.
Oh, baboon?
That's it, a big baboon.
At first I thought buffoon, but then I was like, oh, that don't have another B.
How about this? A singer, rapper with the 1988 number one hit, My Prerogative.
Oh my gosh, I don't know singers' names. Little help, Aisha?
He was in New Edition, Bobby Brown.
Oh, right.
My Prerogative.
Bobby Brown is it. Good job, Aisha. How about companion of Yogi in Hanna-Barbera cartoons?
Boo Boo Bear?
That's it. Including every single detail as an account of an argument. It's a hyphenated word.
Oh, I'm stuck.
You might say you gave someone a blank account. And the first and last syllables are the same. The middle word is by, a blank by blank.
Oh, blow by blow?
A blow by blow account is right. And here's your last one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Blah, blah, blah?
That's it. Good job.
You did a great job. See, you were nervous, but you did awesome. How do you feel?
Relieved.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jen, what member station do you listen to?
KXJZ, that's Cap Radio in Sacramento.
That's Jen Hart of Orangevale, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for the opportunity. That was fun.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, this week's challenge comes from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Name an animal. The first five letters of its name spell a place where you may find this animal. and the last four letters of its name will name another animal, but one that ordinarily would not be found in the first animal's place. What animals are these? So again, name an animal. The first five letters spell the place where you might find it, and the last four letters will name another animal. What animals are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, March 26th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.